Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I got to be honest with you, Jimmy. I was ripping you in our thread last night. The nerve.
I was so locked in, I missed this.
The nerve of Jimmy Butler. The gall of Jimmy Butler.
I'm trying to think where your weird mind is going.
Yeah, that's a good point. The nerve of Jimmy Butler to say, I'm going to have a free throw shooting competition with Steph.
Oh, yeah,
get out of here, Butler.
Yes.
You got to get to 86% before you can even challenge the big boy.
Every time he misses, I do think like, oh, boy.
He did start the season 16 of 16.
He was hot.
What is he since? I bet he's under 80. Since he opened his mouth, I bet he's under 80. It looks a little flat at times. By the way, hey, you guys are, you guys all have gambling problems. Let me ask you a question.
To winning.
So if you guys are, let's say you're thinking about putting money on a college game.
Yeah.
Football.
Tulane homecoming.
Well, will you take into consideration that a game is at college's homecoming or parents' weekend? Does that make you more apt to, hey, you're going to be up for this game?
Well, I do it a little different. I'll let them answer. But Tulane went on the road and beat Memphis last. Shocked
correct.
A lot of people. They're coming home. They're not going to throw that down the drain. So they're going to kick, who is it, Florida Atlantic?
Florida Atlantic.
Oh, they're in trouble.
All right.
Depends what kind of gambler your
Evan's
neighbor
different
is.
Than me.
Sometimes you can put together what people will call an emotional hedge,
nice.
Which is
that
you
is
bet
great.
Against your team so that if you lose.
I do that. I'll pay for the win.
You still make money. And if you win, then you're just happy.
I've done that.
And Carter and I were excited, giddy, shout out Josh, all day. Guess why, Steiny? We took Wimby over 10.5 rebounds. It felt like he only had 3. He hit that sucker.
Good. Nice job.
Yeah. Carter!
Hey.
Let's go, go.
Should make for a fun day after work today for Steiny.
Well, it just knocked some of the balance off for me. Anyway, let's go, all baby. Right. Duh. Hey, real quick, we haven't met Jimmy.
Jimmy
That's
who?
Weird to me. Butler.
Oh, Butler.
How have we not, we're the flagship, how have we not sat down with Jimmy Butler?
Well, if you
Big
listen,
Face Coffee.
If you listen to his, his liner, clearly he knows us.
We'll be fine.
Steiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really good game by the Warriors last night.
Keep it up, man.
And, I know what I wanted to tell you. I know you thought I was trolling last night, but I was not. After the Warriors, they were down 19-11.
Okay, go ahead.
I said, you know what? They just got to hang in.
Oh, I thought you were trolling.
No, I was not. I swear to God.
Because to me, it felt like the game was slipping away.
Well, I wasn't crazy about the
14
start.
14 points in the first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that, but they're really young. That team is really young.
And athletic. And, Castle.
And think about it. I mean, as young, you know, as good as they're supposed to be, how many big games have they played in? And I'm not saying that game was a huge game last night.
But they were undefeated at home early on.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think the last two nights, when you put them together, give us an indication of what we got to be ready for this season. I do think there's going to be games where they look like they did against OKC, and that's just the price of having the experience on the team that they have. And then there's going to be nights like last night where I think they're going to be able to dissect a team that doesn't fully understand the way the Warriors play.
Wow.
And I thought that's what happened
last
night.
And Gary Payton got loose how many times? A back cut, Steiny. It just felt like the old model, the old recipe for the Golden State Warriors. But I do want to say this to you, Steiny. How long do you expect, or do you expect this lineup to be, this new lineup, tomorrow night?
Well,
I'm not mad at it. I'm happy Rubik's Cube did it, and Richard scored 3 points. Obviously, you're starting and you're playing with those dudes, so shots going to be hard to come by. But what did you make of it?
Well, I mean, the thing I said yesterday, put Will Richard to the side.
Right.
He may start tomorrow. Right. He may not. But, you know, like I said yesterday, it's like if Steve Kerr is telling me that Moody's the best on-ball defender,
that's right,
then he must start. And the other reason he's got to start because he's their best on-ball defender, but he's also got to start because he's a streaky catch, catch and shoot three guy.
Yeah.
And last night,
kept him in the game.
Yeah. So I think Moody's got to start for this team, if for no other reason than, you know, I think he's got the best understanding of how to play around those three guys.
Interesting stat. You tell me, you and Evan and the listeners, if you think, you know, it's early, right, Steiny? But that was every game that the Warriors have won, their six victories. I know it's six of the seven. It's not football, but they've won the turnover battle. So every game that they've won the turnover battle, they've won. So I know it's not football, but man, when you take care of the rock and you had 15 last night, and I don't know, man, I'm so impressed with the job. Help me make out Wimby's night. He wasn't bad, but he got took into the woodshed in regard to the physicality of Junkyard Dogs and how hard and difficult. And Phoenix did it a couple weeks ago with Victor, just making it hard on the entry pass. But I thought Draymond did a masterclass. And yet I'm looking at Wimby, Steiny, 31 points in 36 minutes, but a -9.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a great player. He's going to be a real great player.
But, yeah, incredible. Yeah. I think he's going to score 100. I thought it was Giannis, but it will be Wimby before his career is over. I really believe that.
Well, this is where you say things and you got to...
No, I'm serious.
Just really take a breath.
The dude can do the Steph stuff behind the line. He can do it.
He can do Steph stuff behind the line.
You didn't see him go through the legs and ha-ha and then let a three go?
You just said a guy's going to score 100 points.
I did. I said it, Pandemic Radio, I thought it would be Giannis. It will be Wembanyama. Put that in the cap. Hopefully I'm still here. Literally. Evan, you kind of smirk, but then you're like, I can't be mad at the guy.
No one else has scored more than 81.
There have been Clay at 60 on the Pacers through three. What would that have been if they let him go?
11 for 11 from the field. You know what I mean?
No, but the Kings game when he had 37 in one quarter, you never know if they just let you go for it.
100 points is so many points.
You never know what can happen if they let you go for it.
Well, come on. Now we're talking about 19 because the great Kobe did it 81. I watched that a Sunday night against Toronto League Pass. But I'm just saying, this dude is incredible. It's something we've never seen.
No, disagree. And this is Chris Mullin's pet peeve,
I'm ready for him to come back. He'll be back soon.
I mean, obviously not the same player, but here's where he would say.
Ralph Sampson?
Yes.
But Ralph wasn't.
He didn't have the 3-point
line. Wimby's
going to
go 11 from 12 from 3. It may even be more than that. Get 10 alley-oops.
Ralph Sampson never had the opportunity.
20 points from the free throw line.
Sure.
I got you. Okay.
Sure. But he was...
I'm not saying Ralph couldn't do it. Wasn't played like that.
They had virtually the exact same body.
Damn.
And Ralph could shoot it, too. But, Wimby's destined to be a better player.
Mm.
888-957-9570. Where are all the people yesterday that were going, wah?
Well, you're sitting in front of one. I got my hand. Yeah, I got my hand up. I'll take it.
I mean, I think we saw it, ladies and gentlemen. Like, we saw the best of the Warriors last night and the worst of them the night before. And, you know, I think the idea...
And 7-6, go figure, right. One over.
And I think the idea is now to somehow find a level of consistency that's more toward last night.
And you did that last year, and I keep holding on to that stretch, and I understand you keep saying they were in desperation, and Dre even backed you up saying they were playing playoff games, but Sonny, it's my prerogative. Shout out Bobby Brown, so I'm going to do it. I just don't think that's over for me, and I guess that's the standard I'm holding the Warriors to. Like, and again, it's a long... Now I'm asking you to run a mile when you were just running, you know, 40-yard dash. Now I'm asking you to run a mile. I know it's longer, but damn, they showed us they can do it.
Yeah, but again, and they did. But you also have to take into consideration the night before on the back-to-back. The guys didn't play very much. They got embarrassed. That definitely had something to do with last night. And now they got to play the Spurs again tomorrow, which is their third game in four nights. But, I mean, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility they could beat him again.
No doubt at all.
But the big three need to play better than they did the third game in four nights that they had earlier this season against somebody where they acknowledged that they were a little bit, that had taken its toll.
What did you make of Al Horford in his 23 minutes? 3-6 from deep. Not just about the ball going in.
I actually think it is for him.
Oh, you think so?
I think it is about the ball going in, because I think basically he's Al Horford. And, you know, he's older, but there are still things he can do outside of shooting the ball. He's smart. He great team defender.
Two blocks.
So if he makes threes, it's just like post.
I was just going there. But that's a younger version of it.
Yeah, but I mean, Al Horford's a Hall of Famer, right?
NBA, yeah, you're in. Let me tell you who I'm down on, Stanley.
Yeah, it's interesting. Carter with a yes.
The goo with
because
a
yes. Of college as well.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tito.
Good call.
De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, my.
What happened?
Something's going on with the text line.
I don't even have it up.
What they
saying? You can say it. We're an open
707
show.
707 says, Steiny, can we start the show over? I don't know what's going on with Guru.
But what does that mean? How do we just...
Zucci saying, dude, you got to take a play off.
I'm talking too much?
No, it's what you're saying. It's not too... You know, it's bringing up Looney 3 minutes into the show.
Which, that was owed to Gary Payton II and the team needing offensive rebounding and how important it is.
I think it's also about Wemby scoring 100.
Oh, okay. Wow. I just like... Our next prolific basketball guest, I'll throw that to him and see if they think it's looted. Sonny, it's not.
Well, one thing that skilled people who get interviewed will often do, and we see it a lot from Steve Kerr, is when they do get asked a dumb question, they won't make you feel dumb. You won't even know if it's...
All right, let's do this, Einstein.
It's the dumbest
if you had
I've
to pick
heard.
One, Kerr, if you had to pick one player that you think could score 100 in the league right now, who would be on that list? It ain't SGA.
Well,
it's not Giannis, Evans. It's
simple.
Wimby.
I mean... The complication you put on it was now, but there's no doubt who it is. It's Steph Curry. That's who I think it would be.
What?
Because that's the Zucci man. Come for him. And I love a chef. What are you talking about?
First of all, you got to score at all three levels if you're going to score 100.
And Wemby can do that.
I don't know. How good's Wemby's mid range? Do you know offhand? I don't.
It's not below average.
I know that Steph Curry's the best in the league in mid-range.
But my point
is... And he's the best shooter from three ever.
He's had 17 cracks at it. How many times has he scored 100? That's my point, partner. We're in the embryo stages of Wimby. That's all I'm saying. Project.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if it's obvious, but it's Luka.
That's somebody, my guy.
He's the guy who's selfish enough to try and do it.
That's true, but he's also disliked enough that somebody would clothesline him before he got to 90.
Dude, my man, 7'5". Come on, y'all.
If I'm guarding Luka and he's making a fool out of me, I'm going to take as hard a foul as I can take.
Were you that type dude in real life? I was. Say what you want about my game. I'll put you on your keister.
My hard foul was raking a guy across the floor.
But it was behind him kicking you or giving you the business.
No, it was if he had if a guy had an easy bucket, oh, okay. I wouldn't give him an easy bucket.
No, I was saying if they kind of scored on you having your way.
I mean, goo. That didn't. Yeah. Those are few and far between. Let's go to Michael in Alameda. Hey, Michael, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
I'm glad the Warriors got that win last night. I heard everyone talking all crazy on the radio yesterday. This is not a regular season team. This team is built for the playoffs. All we got to do is stay healthy. We're an older team. You know, we're not going to match that pace of play of the younger teams. But just get to the playoffs, and this team's going to be okay.
There it is.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate the call. The question, of course, to me, is still going to be, you know, can they have enough of these games in the regular season to give themselves a workable seed going into the postseason?
Yeah, and nobody quit yesterday. It just, you know, people have called us the most toxic show here at the station. But I do have to say this to you. That was a bit toxic, what I thought Draymond was alluding to, what we did know. That wasn't a normal, we just lost. Take a shower and we'll come and get him again. I'm going to talk to Nick Friedell. There was some stuff going on. So I never quit. Right. But they needed that win. That was on time. They got it.
They might have needed Draymond to do what he did yesterday.
Like, which would you – now, I'm being serious. I'm not being smarter. What would you classify when it's all said and done now? What did he do?
Committed to winning.
To me, he put some guys on notice the veterans have noticed that something's going on. I sent you a text last night. I figured it out last night. It's easy to see what's the big picture.
I heard this from somebody on NBA TV too.
What's been going on with the Warriors? But I have to take you back in history. So, and we've talked about it many times over the years, that there seems to have been at times a disconnect between the stars and the young players on this team. We've talked about it for a decade or more, how it's not easy for young players to get the respect from these guys. And there's always been just a little issue, I feel like.
I thought Jordan Poole mastered it before to the punch.
I don't because he wanted to get into the group and they wouldn't let him, essentially. But what I'm getting at is, if you look at all the great players, the role players who have played alongside Steph, Draymond, Butler, Durant.
I'm picturing them now.
All the ones who were really, really good were veterans.
Livingston, Iggy.
They haven't, for the most part, they haven't had a young guy break through and become part of that group. And what I think's going on right now is push has finally come to shove in that the older guys are slipping and the younger guys are taking a leap. And so now there's kind of a natural tension between the two. The young guys think they should be playing a little more because the old guys need more help. The old guys aren't really bought into it because they don't think the young guys have gotten there yet. And again, I don't think this is like they're fighting in the locker room, but I think that's the undertone of this with the Warriors. It's really tough to earn the superstars' respect, and they demand a lot from the young players.
And what if they're not meeting it, though? What if it's just about they're disappointed in the lack of growth?
Well, then that's why they don't think that you should be giving guys minutes if they haven't earned it.
And I'm going to say this to that then. Slater, our guy, had that piece about pods and people in the organization rolling the eyes. And you let me know if I'm doing too much. But, Stani, if some of those guys rolling the eyes, and I know I was, but I'm not on the team, and Kuminga's doing what he did in the offseason, but then I hear Jimmy Butler invited Kuminga over for dinner, I'm thinking, okay, that's you know, he's being a mentor. But the bottom line is, I'm wondering if you're right or onto something. Are Kuminga and Pods two examples of maybe two youngsters thinking that they deserve more?
Yes, the answer is yes. And in fact, and I would put it this way. I mean, the message was sent, and it was delivered, and the message was to Pajemski and to Kuminga. They sent a message to Kuminga and Pajemski that they didn't like the way they were playing, whether it was Steve Kerr or the veterans. That's what I really, truly think. And that's why Kuminga was taken out of the starting lineup and Pods hasn't been in the starting lineup.
But 29 minutes last night.
That's the point. And did he turn it over? He made one really dumb play that Kerr wanted to kill him
for. Yeah, no doubt. Three turnovers.
But look at his, like, Pods was fine last night. And here's the other thing. And maybe the tendonitis is something, but to me, Pods is a guy who took in everything that was said last night by Draymond and Kerr and everybody, and that he responded like he responded. I think Kuminga, the same way, responded like he responded, but
he had knee issues.
But he's more frustrated and like confused, it feels like. I'm not saying Kuminga, he just didn't. Last night, he wasn't there. He just wasn't there. And so Kerr didn't use him a lot, and then maybe we found out that the knee is an issue. But, you know, I don't think Will Richard is a starter all year, but I do think Moody's got to be.
Yeah, it's interesting. And again, just, for Moody's sake, that record that they took off with last year, Moody was in the starting lineup.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think the reason maybe why, we talk about how come he hasn't played that lineup, it might have been because he didn't think Moody and or Pajemski were good enough at this point to play together. Because Pods has been all over the place, and Moody's been streaky. But I just think Moody's the guy that's got to start because he's their best on-ball defender, and that will at least set some kind of tone early in a game.
Do you have a problem if I don't have a problem with the slow start from Buddy Hield? But he's catching strays left and right from Dub Nation. Like, we lived it with Klay Thompson. Shooters shoot. They get hot. They get cold. But, Stoddy, I feel like everybody's on Buddy's neck, and I'm like, let him get out of it. He'll get out of it because we're going to need him.
I mean,
like, he's not right. You hadn't even brought him.
Something's going on with Buddy.
You think so?
No, I mean, he's not playing well. He's not as – listen, if you think about his body language last year versus this year, I mean, he doesn't look as quite as happy or as gregarious.
We haven't had the Buddy Jimmy comedy show after a game yet, feels like.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's struggling, and I'm
not that. That's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Buddy, I'm Batman.
No, but it didn't sound like Buddy.
I think I do a great one. I'm Batman.
Yeah, okay.
I saved the day.
I think I saved the day.
So, all right, Dez only won in the YouTube chat. So JK was not on the bench in the second half?
Yeah, I remember I text you guys like, where's
he hurt.
At?
He was hurt last night.
Gotcha.
He was ruled out at half.
Be delicate with those cats.
That stinks. But hopefully he's there tomorrow. But if not, they hold it down.
All right. Steve Kerr on the win.
We weren't exactly panicking, and we're 6-6, and there's, you know, 70 games left. But we needed to rediscover our identity, you know. The ball movement right away, even though we scored 14 points in the first quarter, I liked the process. The ball was moving. Everybody was sprinting into ball screens, sprinting the floor, getting to our spots in transition, competing defensively, and that just felt like our team out there.
All right, that was Steve Kerr.
He'll be on with Willard and Dibbs today. I forget the time, but he'll be on today.
All right. What?
3:30.
Thanks, E. 3:30. Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs. Let's see what else about that game last night. I see the calls, but I'm going to save you for the other side, so I don't.
Oh, Steve's so at 3:02, Stein.
So I don't rush you.
Yeah, 3:00.
Okay, Steve Kerr at 3:00. Mm-hmm. 3:00 today with Willard and Dibbs, and I'm sure they'll hit him on.
They do it all the time.
The starting lineup. Draymond's comments. Maybe we'll get a little update on Kuminga's health. But 3:00, Steve Kerr will be talking to Willard and Dibbs. Also, Brock Purdy, he practiced yesterday for the San Francisco 49ers. And it looks like they are really, really wanting him to start on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. We will get into that a little bit later in the show. But right now, it's going to be Warriors. They played a hell of a game last night, and it's intriguing because they played a really poor game the night before. And there was a lot of consternation on this station yesterday about what this team was and what it could be. And then we saw it last night, what's possible. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we want you to jump in. That's what we want to do. Although, you know, Zucci saying that was a... He said that was a good buddy.
Yeah.
So Zucci hit you early.
A lot of people are giving me fives.
Zucci hit you early with the take a play off, but then he said that was good. All right.
Nice.
Good start.
That
segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
I'm Batman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.